The cooler heads speak out. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. At the Greater St. Mark's Family Church in Ferguson, Missouri, the town where an unarmed Michael Brown was shot last week, a small group of about 50 heard State Attorney General Chris Koster apologize.
You have lost a member of your community at the hands of a member of my community, not just the Caucasian community, but the law enforcement community.
He said the rioting in the last week represented 50 years of pent-up anger.
And I am sorry that I have not done more from the law enforcement community to break down that wall of anger.
Basically saying white people and the police have not done enough to understand the frustration of the black people of Ferguson. Then it was Al Sharpton's turn, pointing out that in a town where 67% of the citizens are black, only 3 members of the police force and 0 members of the elected school board are black. And he knows people are mad.
But the flip side of that is some of y'all that are mad today would not vote. People died to give you the right to vote. And you sitting up on election day, too lazy to go to the poll. Leadership come both sides. They gotta open up and you gotta get up.
And the audience and the band seem to agree. So in Ferguson, as in all the other flashpoints around the world, the cooler heads do exist. The question, once again, is whether there are enough of them to prevail. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.